Hey folks, hey superstars, hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant, where tonight's title is something that's going to be juicy for you. And the title is The 4 Reasons Why Most Businesses Fail Miserably.
Okay.
Over the years, I've created several different companies on the internet, off the internet as well. And I've been very, very financially successful for the past maybe 11, 12 years in business. I haven't had a year that I went under $10 million in sales. Done very well. And I have a formula here. And the formula is not for success, it's for failure. Why businesses fail. Okay? So I want to share that with you. And I want you to write this down. If you're starting a business, if you want to start a business, these things are necessary for the success. And you guys like my wall art here? That says you're amazing. That says the world is yours. And this one says don't quit, which you see the do it as well. You know, just to be off topic a bit, these are like subliminal. So every time I wake up in the morning, I see the world is yours. It is. The world is yours if you want it to be. Okay, so yeah, I love those lights on my wall there. But let's get into it. Go ahead and comment your name below if you don't know who I am. I'm Wesley Virgin. I'm a young black male, self-made millionaire from Houston, Texas. And I've been very successful in the internet space over the past decade now. Wow. Time flies when you're making money and having fun. And now I go live on my podcast here on the internet, on Instagram, to give you the opportunity to pick my brain and share the things and lessons that I've learned in the past decade, even when I failed miserably, right? The mistakes that I've made that I can share with you so you don't make the same mistakes as well. Because honestly, listen up, I think right now is the best time to make money, a lot of money, okay? I'm talking about lots of, this is the best time. Why is that? Because with artificial intelligence, with all the innovation, it's just like actually online, it's just so easy. I can show you guys an app right now that'll blow your mind as it relates to video ads. It's no longer you have to, you know, you don't have to. They have maybe I'll show you this at the end of the video. They have an AI right now that whatever you type, not only would it voice it for you, it would actually create the video. Like if I say, hey, the cat ran under the hat and the dog went in the pond, like it will create a video based off what I type. So that means like VSLs, video sales letters, you don't have to pay people to do this anymore. You can create a VSL in 10 to 20 minutes that used to take months to do, okay? So maybe I'll show you the app at the end of this video to get you guys started for anybody that wants to create any type of marketing to market your product online. TG, how are you? Katrine, how are you? Tamil Gray, Sky High Marketing, how are you? And go ahead and share this out and like it if you don't mind. I want everybody, every entrepreneur, or even future entrepreneurs to know this. You gotta know the 4 reasons why most businesses fail. It is not just coming from me. This is coming from billionaires as well. They all are advocate of these 4 things, or 4 reasons why people just fail with companies and opportunities, okay? You ready? Hey, Loretta, how are you? What's going on? How are you? All right, here we go. What's up, Mrs. Marie? And thanks for the love, guys. You guys love some Wesley Virgin, huh?
I know. I'm blessed.
All right, so number one, most businesses fail because sales, honestly, listen, it is no business, you know, aside from trading, it's no business on the planet that sales is not a factor. Like sales is the most important part of any company. If you don't have any sales, you're going to go to hell, and the hell is going to be poverty. Okay. Sales, because you're not making money, you're not making sales, or you don't know how to sell. Or you don't know how to find people that sell. Like if you can't sell, or if you can't find talent to sell, you're going to be broke. Okay? All businesses need sales. They need sales. Can I get an amen? You need sales. Okay, so you have to master marketing. You have to master understanding customer acquisition. You have to understand how and where do I find my customers. Does that make sense? Sales is the name of the game, folks. Don't ever take your eye off the ball. I see so many companies, they spend so much time, oh, what kind of office chair I'm going to buy? Oh, I got to get business cards. Oh, let me get the stapler. I like this color stapler for my office. I'm thinking to myself, shut the fuck up. Listen, if you're not focusing on sales in your company every single day, all day long, I know where your revenue is going to be. I know exactly where your profit margin is going to be. It's going to be in the deficit, okay? So write that down. Sales is the name of the game. Number two is preparation, okay? You know, you new business people, you don't prepare. What do I mean by that? You just get out there, oh, I'm going to start a business. Let me go to get an LLC. Let me go to get a tax ID number. Let me go to get S-Corp. Let me go to get a website. Listen, preparation means that you need to do your research on the marketplace. You need to find out, is there a need for your product or service? You need to find out who are your competitors. Listen, let me give you some inside scoop. Many of you know I just released the beta version of my brand new app that is called Dream Riz. It's the number one music app that allows anybody that listens to these songs to manifest their dreams faster, even in your sleep. Okay? Now, how do I know this is going to be very successful? Because I'm spending, and I'm in Colombia right now, by the way, I'm spending my days and nights studying other apps, my competitors. Okay? I'm studying these guys. I'm watching their interviews. I'm paying attention to how do they market the product? How do they charge? When do they charge? Do they do free trials? Does that make sense? Preparation means you have to do your research first. You can't just get out there and say, I'm going to start a company and start trying to sell shit. You have to make sure that the problem that you're trying to solve is a problem that people will buy. You have to research your competitors. Who else is doing exactly what you're currently doing and who is doing it successfully? Listen, success leaves clues, folks. It leaves clues. We live in a time and age right now that you don't have to guess when it comes to running a business. Like every business, every idea that you guys have, I promise you, dollars to donuts, somebody has already created and they are already successful in the niche, the business, the service that you're trying to provide to the marketplace. But the big issue with most of you, you think you're so smart. Oh, I'm going to do this. Everybody's going to want my product. And you think people are just going to come in the door. You think people are just going to show up only because you got a nice fancy sign outside. You think people are going to show up because you got a beautiful ass website. Nah, you have to do preparation. You have to do research. Okay? You need to learn where's my customer and who is my customer? What's the demographic? What's the age group? Where do they live? What do they buy? Does that make sense? Okay? And I'll answer all questions after I'm done. Number three is effort. Okay? Listen, effort means that it's a lot of work, period. Okay? There's a ton of effort that goes into running and building a successful company. Anybody can start a company. Anybody can get a DBA, an LLC, an S-Corp. Anybody can get a website. Anybody can do that. Anybody can buy some products off Alibaba, buy some products online and try to resell. Okay? But to run a successful company, it takes a ton of effort. It's a lot of work. And a lot of the work that is necessary, many of you are not willing to do. Are you listening here? Okay, I'm giving you the keys here. I hope you're taking notes. Like, it's a ton of effort. Look, it's 12:33 a.m. here in Colombia, Medellin. I'm in my second spot. This is my residence here, my second residence outside the country. And I do it to get away from the West. because the West don't realize how blessed they are, but the West is a mess. So I need to take a hiatus. I had to remove myself from the West so I can focus on what I'm currently doing. Look, I'm working. My laptop is in my bed. You see this? My laptop is right here. I'm working. I'm not sleeping. I'm not making love. I'm not masturbating. I'm not watching Netflix and Prime and Apple TV. I'm not watching TikTok. I'm working. Okay? Why? Because it's so much effort. You don't... People... Listen, you. You don't realize how much effort it takes to not only build a company, but to build a sustainable one. It's tough. Okay? It's hard. Hard means it's just a lot of work. It's a lot of hours because there's so much you got to learn. And that goes into the number four reasons why people fail, because they don't have brains. You have to be smart. What I mean is, listen, if you're not smart right now, it's okay. But you have to become smart as it relates to business. You got to become smart and intelligent in marketing. You have to be smart in research and development, or research in your niche and your demographic. You have to learn how to make the right moves. You're going to make a lot of bad moves in the beginning. But just like chess, you have to learn to be so strategic that you can see moves in advance. You have to know when to pivot, when it's time. Does that make sense? That's called brains. You got to be smart. There's no dumb. Listen, I don't care how dumb you think people are. There are no dumb millionaires, period. They may be dumb in certain subject matters. Like me, I may be dumb when it comes to politics. I know nothing about politics. I may be dumb when it comes to history. I am not a historian. I don't care about that stuff. I may be dumb when it comes to the news. I don't watch the news. I may be dumb in all type of events and governmental events that take place on the... I don't know, math. I don't know. I'm dumb there. Okay? But there's no dumb millionaires in their niche, the service, or product that they provide to the marketplace. They know they shit. And if you don't know your shit, you're not going to have shit. Does that make sense? That's a quote. If you don't know your shit, I don't care if you're trying to be a doctor, a nurse, firefighter, a lawyer, business person. If you don't know your shit, you're not going to get shit. Okay? You're going to be the man or woman that is still working a 9-to-5 job, spending your time fulfilling somebody else's dream. While you're working your ass off, they're going to be in Bora Bora. They're going to be in some foreign country playing golf on the sweat that's coming off your back. Does that make sense? That's why businesses fail. If you master those four components, sales, preparation, brains, and effort, it's almost impossible not to make it. Any questions for me? Did you get value here tonight, folks? I want to keep it nice and quick here. I just wanted to get to the point. Any questions for me about what I just said about businesses and why they fail? Any questions for me? Talk to me. I'm here as your virtual mentor, okay? I'm no better than you. I just make more money than you. I'm no better than you. I just probably have a better lifestyle than you do. But I've earned it. I've worked for it. That's why I go live, because I want you to see the progress. Like the company that I'm building right now with this app, this is a $100 million company in the next 12 to 18 months. And I want you to see what you call the grind. In my opinion, this is not even a grind, because I want to do it. I'm immersed. I'm enthralled. I love it. I'm enjoying learning. This is a whole new niche for me. Okay? I never was interested in building the application, but I'm like, why not? Okay. Questions here. Any question? What does a great pitch for a digital product sound like? How about I show you something, Curtis? How about this? How many of you want to see the app that basically you can type whatever you want, it's going to create a video for you, and it's going to do the voiceover? So, for example, you might think, well, how do I use this? What's the utility behind it? Well, say if you have a marketing message that you want to create, okay, but you want to create a video on your Instagram to market your product. So you type whatever you want in the application, and it's going to spit out the video. We're going to do it right now. Watch this. Watch this. Watch Daddy West work. Okay, look. Can everybody see this? Here's the application. It's the AI. It's going to generate a video for me. Now, say if I need to create a video, a VSL, a video sales letter. That's nothing but a video that markets my product. And I'm going to copy and paste the script here. Look, watch this. This is the script to one of my ads, to one of my VSLs that I'm getting ready to create, right? Now, if I click the word generate here, watch this. Generate. What it's going to do, and maybe I'll show you the finished product because I've already did it today, so I'll show you what it looks like. Oh, here it is. Listen, there's the video. How long did that took? That took 30 seconds, not even 30 seconds. I'm going to play it.
Congrats. You finally got out of your own way and did it. But before you feel happy about your decision, wait a second. If you are thinking, you just took the leap of faith, you did. But just because you decided to buy this doesn't mean you will land successfully in your land of paradise. Manifesting money, happiness, and a scrumptious, juicy life is the easy part. But the hard part is this. You've bought so many courses, programs, and all kinds of bullshit in the past, right? And you failed.
Look at that.
Quit. You gave up, or you threw in free.
Look at that. Isn't that insane? In 30 seconds, I pasted a script that I can use for an advertisement, VSL, or upsell on a digital product, and it's done. I downloaded it, and it's done. I just show you that to let you know that artificial intelligence just makes it easier, honestly, if you do your research. Honestly, that's what we're using. We're using advanced, like you may think, how does Wesley, that DreamRiz app, like how does it work? How does it know? It's AI. It's artificial intelligence that's doing all this. It's taking people's thoughts and desires and dreams and creating a song that you listen to embed and rewire your brain for success on autopilot. Which app? You're talking about the DreamRiz app, guys? Just go to my bio, type in www.dreamriz.com. But if you're talking about this right here, this is called VideoGen.io. It's called VideoGen. The VSL creator, the ad creator here. Okay? Any more questions for me here? Folks, it is not cute nor sexy to be broke in 2024. Come on! You can't be broke. Not broke. I mean, even $10,000 a month is embarrassing, in my opinion, because there's so many opportunities. If anybody in 2024 is not making $10,000 a month, I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck are you doing? Like, honestly, what are you doing with your life? Are you doing what the other degenerates are doing, just smoking and drinking and fucking all day and masturbating? Like, what are you doing with your life? These opportunities that technology is offering us is a game changer. I mean, it's a lot of people making money. You got moms making money, right? Go to TikTok. You see all these people just making money who were not technical people, okay? It's www.dreamriz.com. All you need to do is go to my bio and click the link in my bio on my Instagram account, Wesley Million Dollar Virgin. If you want access to my music app that conditions your mind for success, okay? But I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing, folks? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, why are you still surviving in a world that is giving every man and every woman that wants it the opportunity to thrive? Like, you can't get any easier than what it is now. Does that make sense? Like, if you don't have $10,000, $20,000 in the bank, $100,000, I mean, I'm like, what are you doing? Can we sell it and be an affiliate like Genie Strip? Do you have affiliate? No, so it's an app. I don't think you can sell apps. I mean, as far as like becoming an affiliate for them. What's next here? Questions for me. Honestly, I don't know what you guys are doing for, I mean, what's going on? Like, I don't make less than $500, and I can share my income. I don't, like, it's impossible for me to make less than $500,000 a month. Like, even $500,000 a month is pretty poor. It's not poor, but it's not, I don't know, it's like below my potential because of the dreams and the goals. Like, one of my dreams and goals is I got to get the goddamn private jet. I'm getting that motherfucker. I got to have access to a Gulfstream 650 that's going to cost me $200,000, $300,000 one way to go. I mean, listen, to go from here to Houston, it's $80,000 one way in a Gulfstream 650. And you might think, well, why don't you just get a cheaper plane? I don't want a cheaper plane. I want a Global 6000 or a Gulfstream, period. I want luxury. I want a bed. I want a bar. I want a kitchen in there. I want my seating arrangement. I want to have a place where I can meet with my team and make love to my woman in the back. Does that make sense? I want to be able to get up right now. It's 12:45 a.m. If I tell my boo, hey, girl, let's go. Let's go to Paris real quick. Or let's go to New York real quick. I know we can sleep on a plane. I want to be able to do that. If I want to call my children or one of my, whatever, say, hey, let's go. Get up. We're going to Jamaica for the week. Eat some jerk chicken for the weekend. I have you back before Monday. I want to be able to do that right now, 12:45. Okay, I can't do that right now. So since I can't do that, I got to do what it takes to get it done. And I will. And I say that to say to you, why don't you think that way? Like, why don't you have that sense of urgency to have something? You don't have to have a jet, but to be in poverty or averageness, that you're doing yourself a disservice and your family a disservice. Come on. Do you and your family deserve to struggle for the next 5, 10, 15 years? Not being able to have what they want, buy what they want, and go where they want to go? Just think about it. It's your family. Some of you got children. How many of you got children like me? Where the mothers at? Fathers, family men, married people. Like, don't your children deserve that? Like, this week here, like, De'Asia, my oldest daughter, she's in school. She's a nurse. We're claiming it right now that she's a nurse. Nurse Tiffin's in the name of Jesus. But she said, Dad, you know, we're trying to think what we want to do. She has her best friend, Lex. I love Lex. She's amazing. And I said, well, baby, just go to my penthouse in Houston, Texas. You know, just drive down and have a good time. You know, I call the chef for you. And the chef will cook your meals for you guys. And you know what my daughter did? She said, hey, Dad, can we use your Sprinter? I have a Sprinter, right? I have a Mercedes Sprinter that I rarely use, but, you know, we try to use it to make some money with as well. I said, of course, baby. You know, get you the Sprinter. It's 5 girls. You know, take them around Houston. Go have some fun. Now, you know, listen for a second. I'm able to do that because of the sacrifices of my past. Like, what I'm doing right now, working, even though I could be sleeping, what I'm doing right now is setting me up for that private jet. So one day I'll be live in my bed on the private jet, though, talking to you. You get it? I mean, why not create these type of moments and experiences for your children, for your mom, for your dad? Like, my mother and my father next month, They're going to Paris. I booked them a all paid. Well, it's not inclusive, but Paris. Listen, I paid for them a first class flight, both of them, to Paris. When they get to Paris, right? They're leaving in April, early April. When they get to Paris, my parents are 70 years old. You're young. They look amazing, right? When they get to Paris, they don't have to go through those long lines. Like, if you've been to Paris lately, the line has been absolutely horrific. No, they're going to have somebody at the gate that's going to be waiting for them with a sign to move and escort them through immigration. Once they get outside, they're going to have a beautiful Mercedes-Benz waiting for them to pick them up, to take them to the George, King George, Four Season Hotel. The rooms there is $3,000 a night. And that's the cheapest room. They're going to stay there. Why can't you do that for your parents? Do they not deserve that? Okay? Do they not deserve that, folks? Why not do it for your parents? For the people that you love. Honestly, I hope you guys are listening. I know some of you are still not listening, you know, and that's unfortunate, but I'm not here to help everybody. I'm here to help the people that want to be helped. I'm here to help the men and women that really want more from their life, and they just need to be educated or they need exposure. And I'm here to expose you. I'm exposing you to the life of a multimillionaire. I'm demonstrating what I do. You know, people ask, well, what do you do on a daily basis? Well, first of all, I'm not watching TV all day. Second of all, I'm not playing music in my house. If music is playing, it's meditation. Third of all, I'm eating good quality food. I'm not putting shit in my body. Drinking water. I'm working out 2 hours a day. Tomorrow I'm going to Pilates for 45 minutes, 55 minutes. Hello? What are you talking about? Look at my habits. On the side of my bed, I got this huge 3-liter bottle of water. I'll show you right here. I got to drink this before bed. See that? I'm focused. And that's what I want for you. You want to be more focused? Separate from the nonsense and the foolishness. You'll realize that 98% of the world is just nonsense and foolishness. Clubbing, bars, drinking, house parties. It's just foolishness. And I get it. You know, you want to have fun sometime, but make sure you have fun as a rich person, not a broke person, not a person that has bad credit, not a person that has a ton of debt, not a person that can't pay their bills on time. Okay? Can you use that app to make things for your business? Of course, Leon. Absolutely. I just explained that. Obviously, you wasn't listening. Any questions for me? Did anybody get value here tonight? I know everybody did not get value here tonight. But the ones that did get value tonight, I believe that they're going to apply some of this information that I'm sharing with you here tonight. Okay? Did you get value? Yes or no? Listen. I'm gonna put the phone down on my chest for a second because it's gonna be dark. Listen. I just want you to realize that there's a great opportunity for you to win financially right now. You don't have to spend a lot of money. As a matter of fact, I'm bootstrapping my business right now. What does that mean, Wes? I know you don't know. Bootstrapping means I'm using my own personal money for this, okay? Apps out there like Calm and Sleep Meditation. You know, all these apps, they have so many investors. I don't need investors. I don't even want investors. I'm going to do it by myself, with myself. Okay? I don't need a Series A, Series B. I don't need it. What I want you to understand that the opportunities, it's almost like when the internet first was created, you know, decades ago, so many people made a ton of money. Jeff Bezos, Mark Cuban, so many, Larry Page, the Google people, Facebook, like so many people. Like what I want you to understand is that is happening right now with tech. There are going to be so many millionaires, billionaires that are going to be created in the next 10 years than ever before. I promise you. Because of all these different tools and this AI stuff. Listen, this is the time right now to learn, to apply. Don't get left behind again. Many of you are going to get left behind again. This is almost like another Bitcoin. When Bitcoin was $50, no one knew what it was. When it was 5 cents, so many people made so much money. Like, you're aware of it because I'm making you aware of what's happening with technology right now. There's a shift happening. And the shift is, it's just making it easier to monetize and make money. If you're focused, if you don't have to spend 10 years, in my opinion, to make money anymore. You do not. I'm going to prove it with the app. You're going to see what I do with that. You're going to see. I mean, you don't have to take years and years and years. There's so many tools. If you just do your research and study, you'll realize that it's much easier now to create a business, especially online, to automate, to monetize so many different things when you discover what your niche is. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? So get out there and get active, okay? Get out there and go make some money. Any more questions for me here? And if you got value, can you share this and like this as well? Share it to somebody else. You know, just share it. Share it around. Let other people realize that there's still hope. It doesn't matter if you're 50, 60, 70 years old. You're not too young to do this. Okay, it's not that difficult. I've never created an app in my life. But the app that we're creating right now is going to be worth $100 million in the next 12 to 16 months. I'm not going to sell it for $100 million, probably. Maybe, you never know. But just watch what I do, okay? Whatever skill, whatever expertise that you need, it is on the internet for free. Just got to study it, just like I'm studying right now, okay? The name of the app is called DreamRizz, DreamRizz.com. Go to my bio, you can click the link and get it. What's the name of the software company? I can't give you the name of the developers. That's private. I'm sorry. I can't share that with you. But you can find developers. Just search the internet. That's what we did. We interviewed about 20 to 30 companies before we made a decision on which company we were going to select to do all the development for the apps. And you know, I've noticed a lot of apps, successful apps, they're built like in UK. United Kingdom, like outside of US. There's a lot of smart people out there. A lot of developers are insanely smart people. Okay. But listen, just because Wesley Virgin is creating an app doesn't mean that you need to create an app, okay? Does that make sense? Don't just say, well, let me just do a Wesley, let me create an app. No. Do your research. Find out what you want to do, right? Creating an app is not a trend. It's not a trend. I'm just using advanced technology to do what I wanted. Like, you know, 10 years ago, this wouldn't be possible, what we have created with this app. We're using a ton of AI tools. AI tools you have never even seen yet, we're using. We have access to them. Okay? What's next? Hey, Nina, how are you? Questions, what's the name of the software company? No, I can't tell you that. Sorry, guys. Can't share my developer team here. Do you have any book recommendations? Yeah, Think and Grow Rich, Breaking the Habits of Being Yourself, Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. Questions here. You made a sale with Hermit. Good job, Hermit. Hey, Ryan, how are you? Any more questions for me, folks? I'm here. I'm here to answer them. Let me check the question box here. Nothing. I guess all of you know everything, huh? Remember, you're amazing. Don't quit, just do it. And the world is yours. Never forget that. You're amazing. You are amazing, okay? Don't quit, just do it. And the world is yours. Okay? How do you have energy when you are naturally calm? Is there no such thing as calm energy? It depends on how you define energy, you know. I mean, energy to me is just to be able to take action and do something. Right? You know, energy is not necessarily just jumping up and down or screaming. Energy is just doing stuff and doing things. Maybe you don't, even when you don't feel like doing things, still having the energy to do stuff and take action. Okay. What's next? Josk, how are you? Well, we got some queens on here tonight. Shout out to all the beautiful queens and shout out to the kings as well. Wes, some feedback on the app. Thank you. It would be nice if a video can be generated of people living their dream, kind of what you tried to visualize. Yeah, that may be something in the second quarter, but the first quarter, we kind of really got to focus on the engagement part. We have interest. People are downloading the app every day. We're getting about 100 to 200 downloads a day without any marketing, any advertisement right now, which is amazing. So eventually we will consider creating, or maybe consider using, like whatever your song is, creating a video version of the song. Does that make sense? A unique video version of the song that you create. And of course that'll be a cost. That won't be for free, of course, but you can listen to your song and you can watch it as well. Any more feedback for me or any questions for me? Hey Wes, can your app write a book? I don't think so. No, we don't. It's not writing a book. Just creating songs. But they do have apps that will, I'm sure, out there. AIs. Some of my videos seem boring. I have a late night DJ voice. How can you be more interesting? What if you have a DJ voice? Like me, many people say I have a talk show type of voice, or I have a radio show host voice. And that's just changing your tonality, honestly. You know, I understand some people are trained for this, but if you're a DJ, you should have a great voice for sure. You probably just don't know how to market properly. Or maybe the market, whatever you're trying to sell, or, you know, I don't know what music you're playing. Maybe the market doesn't want it. Any more questions here? And please give me some more feedback. We're in beta right now with DreamRiz, so if you have feedback for me, let me know. I will consider implementing some of the things that you want. I've already did it. I had one young lady from Colorado. She said, Wesley, I listen to the songs in your app at night, but when my phone locks, the song cuts off. Can you continue to have the song running? So we're working on that with Apple right now to ensure that the song continues to play throughout the night despite the phone locking. Wesley, your voice is perfect. Oh, thank you so much. Flex Beauty, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yes. I do have a nice voice. I mean, it's not that difficult to have a nice voice. You have to train yourself to speak and to articulate yourself like this. Slow down. Pronounce your words properly. Open your mouth when you speak. Don't mumble. And just slow down a bit. Okay? Oh yeah, the loop works for sure. Yeah, awesome, Flex Beauty. Yeah, we made sure in the last update to Apple, we have the loop. So if you have a playlist like Flex Beauty, she has about 30 songs. Shout out to her. She's phenomenal. So she has the 30 songs. So imagine listening to 30 songs about your dreams and desires while you sleep at night. Like, imagine when you wake up in the morning, what your mind is going to be primed to do. Yeah, it's revolutionary. What's next here? I'm up to 12 songs. One for every one in my family. Let's go. That's smart. Yeah, we have, I've done it. I have a song for all my children, even my boo, my girlfriend. She has a song as well. She uses it too. And I do suggest, if you have a family, give it to the entire family. You know, what's very relatable and very synonymous between people is everybody likes listening to music. So send them a song that you know that would be applicable to their life. Maybe they're in school, they're having a tough time, send them a song. Maybe they're at the job and they want to get a promotion, send them a song, all right? So sharing is caring. So can I write meditation scripts for my clients in my voice? Of course. They have so many AI cloning websites. Just do your research. You can clone your voice. And honestly, we will be adding the option to clone your voice. So you'll be able to listen to your voice instead of another person's voice. It'll be your voice. So imagine that. Any more questions for me here? How can I do affiliate marketing with AI? Well, it depends on what you're trying to do. You know, when you say affiliate marketing with AI, it's different categories, different subcategories of affiliate marketing. You got to find a product. You got to learn how to market the product, and then you have to find a platform to market the product on. Okay. Send a song to my love, and she loved it. So much she was in tears. People love the app. Thank you, Lucas. Yeah, people, listen, you know, people are loving that. I'm just so humble and I'm so grateful to God that I've created something that not only people are enjoying, they're loving it. They really, because I'm getting a lot of feedback in the DMs and emails. People are just loving the app. They're liking it. They just like, man, this is some good stuff. And people are in tears. People feel good. People listen at night. I just love it, you know. And honestly, the app, as you see it today, in the next maybe a week and a half, it's going to be night and day, because there's so many additions and augmentations that we're making to the app to make the user experience much better and make it very, what's the word I'm looking for? Relatable, not just relatable, but customizable to you and your life. Does that make sense? Like, we're going to have some options that we're going to have notifications, which means as in the morning, instead of hearing your alarm clock, imagine your song playing in the morning, right? Right before bed, it just plays automatically for you, right? So we're implementing all these different things. All the features and bells and whistles, we're going to have a community in there as well, which means you'll be able to see other people's songs. It's going to be like a wall. You'll scroll down, like kind of sort of like TikTok, but you just scroll down and you can see people's and read people's songs and listen to their song, comment on their songs, get feedback to make your songs better as well. People be able to comment, hey, I manifested something. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a very growing community. It's going to be a 10X. The growth is going to be fast. It's going to be insane. So we're blessed. Yes. Wait, I am actually on a live. Oh my God, first timer. I always listen to the recordings, but I'm here. Yay, hi Wes. Hey Jamie Barney. Chef IJ, how are you? Chef J, LJ. Hey Jess, how are you? I use the name section to install embedded commands instead of my name, smart. The app froze up on me, I apologize. And listen, like I said, this is in beta right now. And eventually, you know, one thing about apps that you guys don't think about, you know, when you're trading your songs, it is very expensive to run an app on the back end. I give an example. One app that I know, let's see, what's the name of this app? It's called, I can't remember the name of the app, but it's a meditation app out there. It's 6 years ago, it was $50,000 a month that the guy was spending, and well, not the guy, the investor. So he has over 27 million users. So he spends maybe $250,000 a month, folks, a month to run that app. Can you imagine spending $250,000 every month? And we're talking about server costs. We're talking about developers. We're talking about marketing teams. It's very expensive to run an app, by the way. It's not cheap. Okay, not at all. But I believe it's worth it in the long run, for sure. Especially if you get an app that takes off. The costs are very interesting, right? That's why you're going to have the Amex Platinum card. So it's unlimited. Just keep swiping it. What's the next here? Steven, how are you? Steven Simon. Any more questions for me, ladies and gentlemen? Did you get value? If you got value, just smash the like button for me. Or just share this for me if you don't mind. You know, if you got value tonight, just share this and like it as well. I do appreciate that. But remember, 27 million, that's 27 million downloads. Obviously, it's not concurrent, right? I mean, these people are not on the app every day like Instagram or Facebook, right? It's just 27 million downloads. So a percentage of those people are probably using the app, you know, whenever they feel like it. But, you know, yeah. Let me see here. If I download it, would the updates be automatic? Well, you have to make sure in your, I believe in on the iPhone, there's a section where you can, there's a section where you have an opportunity to click automatic updates, which means you don't have to update it manually. You can just update automatically once the update is released. All right, great night, folks. I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. Thank you for joining me here tonight. Listen to this again, folks. Promise me. Remember, repetition is the mother of skill. Even though you heard a lot tonight for the last 30 minutes, you're not going to absorb and to assimilate everything on day one, like right now. Listen to it again. Listen to it and then begin to apply some of the things I share with you. But other than that, take action on something. Please do something. Take action on something. You don't have to sit at a 9-to-5 job for the next 20, 30 years of your life. You don't have to live a life that's miserable. A life that's like unfulfilling. Don't live these type of lives. If you're in a marriage that you can't stand, get out of it. If you're in a relationship that you know the relationship is toxic, get out. Life is too short to be unhappy. Life is too short to be miserable. And there's so many people who are living a life of misery by choice. Don't do it. Life is a blessing. Life is gratitude. Life is a blessing, man. I'm just so thankful just to be able to play the game called life every day of my life. I love you so much. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Much love, and let's go.